Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Zichrono the Bracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono the Bracha learning in the shul graciously sponsored by the Rosenzweigs this week. Lili Nishmas their respective relatives and the psukim we are up to in Sefer Yoshua correspond to Perek Dalet. And of course, we left the Bnei Yisrael ready to cross the Yarden. So it was after all the nation had passed through the Yarden. Remember, the Aaron had gone inside, led by the Kohanim. They stepped in to the Yarden split, and then the people were told to follow and go across ahead. So once they passed through, Vayomer Hashem Yoshua Leimor, Hashem spoke to Yoshua, and he told him as follows. He said, Kulachem min ha'am shnei masar anashim ishachad ishachad mishavet. So take 12 people, who were supposed to be prepared, that is to say, they were the ones who were mentioned before to be prepared, and tell them to be 12 people each from the Shevet, and tell them, etzavu osam, command them, leimor, su lachem mizem mitoch hayardem mimatzav ragli ha-kohanim, hachin shtei masar avonim, vahavartem oso imachem, v'inachtem osam b'malon, asher talinu bo halayla. He said to them, take yourselves from the Jordan out of the place where the Kohanim's feet were standing, take 12 stones, and carry them with you, and leave them in the place where you're going to stay over tonight. That's in other words, their responsibility was to take these stones to return to the edge of the Yarden after they crossed, and take it with you, says the Metzudas David, in accord to build a Mizbeach on Har Ebal. And that's why you were supposed to take it, like Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded to make that Mizbeach and to write Divrei HaTorah. And there they went to Har Ebal and they did build that Mizbeach and they brought a Karbanos on Har Ebal on that particular day. And by Yikra Yoshua Shneim HaAsar Ish Asher Hechin Mi B'nei Yisrael, so Yeshua went ahead and he called these people that he prepared, Ish Achad Mishavet, one person per Shevet. Vayomer Lohem Yoshua, Ivru Lifnei Aron HaShem Elokechem El Toch HaYarden, Varimu Lachem Ish Evan Achas Al Shechma Ol Mispar B'nei Yisrael. He says, pass before the Yarden. In other words, Rashi says, go now into the Yarden and pass until you're in front of the Kohanim. Now, that's according to the tradition that holds that the Kohanim holding the Aron, says the Radak, stood on the eastern side of the Yarden. However, according to the Radak, he says, Yoshua crossed after the entire nation in order to assure them that the waters would be there. And so after all the people crossed, he called 12 people to cross and take the stones back. And each one was supposed to be able, says the Malbim, to take the stones to preserve their individuality. This should be a sign for the generations and for their children, says the Malbim, right? When the people come and ask, why are these stones here for you? So the Malbim says, why do you need to be reminded? You yourself saw the miracle. So they'll tell him that was the waters of the Yarden were cut off before the Aron when it passed over the Yarden. The waters of the Yarden were cut off. So this place, these stones should be here as a sign for the future, forevermore. Vayasu came b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Yoshua. So the people did as Yoshua commanded. Vayisu shnei esrei avonim mitoch hayarden kasher diber Hashem al Yoshua lemispar shuvtei b'nei Yisrael. And so they carried the 12 stones from the Yarden the way that Hashem commanded Yoshua based on the number of people in b'nei Yisrael. Vayavirum imam el hamalon vayanichum sham. And so they took it to the place where they camped in Gilgal and they left it over there. So Yoshua then set up 12 stones in the middle of the Yarden where the feet of the Kohanim were, and they've been there until this very day. In other words, although we don't know, and Rashi points this out, that Hashem told Yoshua to prepare those stones, he did it based on the Nevuah. It must be he was told to do so, because as we know, the Mefarshim explain that a Navi doesn't do anything unless he was told to go ahead and do so. And so he wanted to make sure that the feet of the Kohanim wouldn't sink into the water in the mud. And therefore, after the 12 stones were removed, he replaced that to make sure that it becomes something for them to be able to proceed. And so the Kohanim that carried the Aron stood in the middle of the Yarden until everything was finished. In other words, that the 12 people did what they were supposed to do, that Yoshua did what he was supposed to do. And it was exactly as Hashem was told Yoshua to tell the people, Vayimaharu ha'am vayavoru. So the people moved quickly, and they passed through. And so that's the way things proceeded. And so, Vayikasher tam kolam lavor vayavor Aron Hashem v'akohanim lifnei ha'am. So when the nation finished passing through, so then the Aron and the Kohanim passed in front of the people. In other words, not after the way the others had passed over, but we're going to see that Kohanim's feet were lifted up backwards to the dry land on the bank which they entered, and the waters turned back, and then they moved in a different direction. And we'll talk about that in our deeper look today, exactly what happened at the Aron and how the Aron floated and carried the people through with them in our deeper look. And then, of course, as Yoshua had commanded them, the 2.5 Shvatim prepared themselves, and they came out fully armed. There were about 40,000 people ready to go do battle in Yericho. And Bayomahu Gidel Hashem Yeshua Beinei Kol Yisrael. So on that day, there was a lot that actually happened, right? So Hashem made sure that Yoshua was seen as a very worthy successor. So the people had a certain sense of awe about him, about Yoshua, in the same way that they had about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem told Yoshua, he says, tell the Kohanim that that they should come up from the Yarden. In other words, here we explain how the Aron and the Kohanim pass over in front of the people, says Rashi. And how is that? Vayi balos haKohanim nosei Aron bris Hashem mitoch haYarden nitku kapos ragli haKohanim elach haRava vayeshuvu meYarden lemekomam vayelchu kitzmol shulshom al kol gedosav. So what happened when the Kohanim carried the Aron came up out of the midst of the Yarden? As soon as the soles of their feet were lifted to the dry land, the water came back, and it flowed just the way it used to flow. And so, of course, the people came up for the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. Right, and the people camped in the eastern border of Yericho. It's interesting when we stop to look about that. On the very day they crossed the Yarden, which is known as the day of Shabbos HaGadol, that's the 10th of Nisan, the same day that in Mitzrayim they had gone ahead and they had set themselves up and taken the sheep into the house and taken it Selabe Savo Selabayas. Another reason for the great miracles that we talk about is because of the idea of the fact that there was a Bikias HaYarden, that the Yarden split on that day. The 12 stones that they took from the Yarden, Yoshua set them up in Gilgal. So he told Bnei Yisrael, when your children ask you tomorrow, what's up with these stones? So you should make them know. It's idea of hodah. It's not just you should answer them. You should make them understand it and feel it. Right? Make it as clear as knowledge. That the Bnei Yisrael passed through on the dry land. That Hashem dried up the waters of the Yarden from you until he the way that he did to the Yamsuf, that he dried up for us until we passed over. So that all the nations of the world should also know the power of Hashem. the power of Hashem's hands. Ki chazakahi. So you should know that it's a very strong hand. Leman yiraisem es Hashem elokechem kol hayamim, so that you might fear Hashem all the days of your life. So it's the benefits to be derived are twofold. One, the nations will know, and two, more importantly, that the fear is on the nations who didn't live at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the aura will be also on Bnei Yisrael, says the Malbim, who were born after the events of Kriyas Yamsuf. People will be able to know the stories, people will be able to know the episodes, and people will be able to believe that Hashem Elokeinu, Hu Yilachim Lanu, Hashem, our God, will fight for us. And of course, Be'ezus Hashem, so it should be known in our day as well. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.